The state is expanding a program that officials say helps courts match people with appropriate punishments for their circumstances. Agency officials say more of these defendant screenings will connect more Oklahomans with care and assistance and help reduce prison populations. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
You can't predict who's going to commit a crime in the future, but the Department of Mental Health believes it's possible to make an educated guess at who's a greater risk. The agency currently pays 22 outside treatment providers to size up people accused of felonies and figure out how to keep them on the right side of the law. Human Skills and Resources, a nonprofit in Tulsa, Creek, and Rogers counties, is one of them. Lisa Sparks is a clinician with the nonprofit. Part of her job is to screen people for Rogers County District Court.
Normally, we get a referral from someone, whether it's the court or their attorney, the district attorney's office, and that triggers us to know that the person needs one done.
The screenings typically come after a defendant is arrested and charged, but before a judge has ruled. The process focuses on three things.
Maybe some mental health assistance, whether they need outpatient treatment for substances, and then what areas in their lives put them at risk to reoffend.
The legislature tasked the Department of Mental Health with screening people facing felony charges in 2012. So far, the program has screened more than 26,000 people in 37 counties. Lawmakers gave the agency $4 million this year to expand the program to every county. Screeners like Sparks will soon give all district courts recommendations on local defendants facing charges.
I like to think that when they're looking at the report that we send over and our recommendations, they're taking a good look at what is going to help this person in terms of getting their life back on track.
Most defendants who are screened are released under court-ordered supervision. Agency officials say counties that screen see fewer prison sentences for nonviolent felonies. They say the program reduced the number of days people in Tulsa County spent in jail. In Pontotoc County, the screenings are also credited with reducing wait times to get into drug court. After screenings, Sparks recommends follow-up evaluations for those struggling with serious mental health conditions and suggests outpatient treatment for people with drug or alcohol addiction. But there are other risk factors Sparks highlights for the court.
Maybe they didn't finish school. They're not employed. They don't have a lot of family or social support. They're feeling kind of isolated.
Sparks recommends ways to help defendants fill those gaps, but she says they're just suggestions to help courts make decisions. Without the screenings, Sparks thinks defendants wouldn't get the best treatment options to address their history.
Simply because the court didn't know about it.
Judges in Rogers and Creek counties don't completely agree on the value of the offender screenings. One judge is a big fan and thinks they should be used more often. Another said the screenings aren't always reliable, but says more information is always better. Rachel Chandler lives in Beggs, and no, we are not related. She has struggled with a painkiller addiction that started after she broke her back as a teenager. Chandler was arrested in 2013 on 4 felony drug charges, and she got probation.
I had to do drug testing with them, and I had failed all the time. They gave me many chances.
Chandler avoided prison after a screening with Human Skills and Resources. Staff recommended drug court, which had stricter rules but more treatment options than the probation program. Chandler messed up in drug court, too. She tested positive for drugs multiple times and didn't follow the rules. But Chandler says the report from her screening and her drug court coordinator's willingness to give her one last chance carried a lot of weight with the district attorney's office.
I actually talked to the DA and he had told me, don't screw this up. I'm going out on a limb for you because everybody else thought I should have gone to prison.
That time, Chandler didn't screw up. She followed the rules and graduated drug court. Now she's about to start unsupervised probation, and she's living a stable life with her fiancé, her 3-year-old, and 2 stepkids. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration from NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.